وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَتَرَى الظَّالِمِينَ لَمَّا رَأَوُا الْعَذَابَ يَقُولُونَ هَلْ إِلَى مَرَدٍ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ.
He whom Allah lets go astray, none after him can be his protector. You will see that when the wrongdoers observe the chastisement, they will exclaim, "Is there any way to go back?"
وَتَرَاهُمْ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا خَاشِعِينَ مِنَ الذُّلِّ يَنْظُرُونَ مِنْ طَرْفٍ خَفِيٍّ وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ فِي عَذَابٍ مُقِيمٍ.
You shall see them as they are brought face to face with the chastisement in a state of abject humiliation, looking with a furtive glance. But the believers will say, "Surely the true losers are they who lose themselves and their kindred on the day of resurrection. Lo, the wrongdoers will be in an enduring torment."
وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ يَنْصُرُونَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ.
They shall have no protectors to help them against Allah. For he whom Allah causes to go astray will have no way to save himself.
استجيبوا لربكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا مرد له من الله ما لكم من ملجأ يومئذ وما لكم من نكير.
Accept the command of your Lord before there comes a day from Allah that cannot be averted. On that day, there shall be no shelter for you, and none may change your predicament. On that day, there shall be no shelter for you, and none may change your predicament.
The actual words of the text are
Malakum min nakir.
These words mean several other things as well. First, that the unbelievers will be unable to disown any of their deeds. Second, that they will not be able to take shelter by disguising themselves. Third, that they will be in no position to protest or express their displeasure at the treatment that will be meted out to them. Fourth, that they will not have the power to change the condition to which they will be subjected.
فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا إِنْ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ وَإِنَّا إِذَا أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً فَرِحَ بِهَا وَإِنْ تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ كَفُورٌ.
O Prophet, if they turn away from the truth, know that we did not send you to them as their overseer. Your task is only to convey the message. Indeed, when we give man a taste of our mercy, he exults in it. But if any misfortune afflicts them on account of their deeds, man is utterly ungrateful.
لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ.
The dominion of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. He creates whatever He pleases. He grants females to whomever He pleases, and males to whomever He pleases.
أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ
Or grants them a mix of males and females, and causes whomever He pleases to be barren. He is all-knowing, all-powerful.
وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ عَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ
It is not given to any human being that Allah should speak to him except through revelation, or from behind a veil, or that a messenger, i.e. an angel, be sent to him who reveals to him by Allah's leave whatever he wishes. He is all high, most wise. That Allah should speak to him except through revelation.
Wahi, revelation here means to inspire someone with something or to show something to someone in a vision as happened in the case of the prophets Abraham and Joseph, peace be upon them.
Or from behind a veil.
That is, one may hear a voice without observing the speaker, just as it happened to the prophet Moses, peace be upon him, when he suddenly heard a voice from a tree on Mount Sinai, while the speaker remained hidden from sight,
who reveals to him, by Allah's leave, whatever he wishes.
This is the form of wahi in which all the scriptures have been communicated to God's prophets.
وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ
Even so, we reveal to you, O Prophet, a spirit by our command. Ere to that, you knew neither what the book nor what the faith was. But we made that spirit a light, whereby we guide those of our servants whom we please to the right way. Surely, you are directing people to the right way. Even so, we reveal to you, O Prophet, a spirit by our command. Even so does not only refer to the last form of wahi mentioned here, but to all the three forms mentioned above. As for the word spirit, it means wahi, revelation, or the teaching that was communicated to the Prophet, peace be upon him, by means of revelation.
صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور
The way of Allah, to whom belongs the dominion of all that is in the heavens and the earth. Lo, it is to Allah that all things ultimately revert.